It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. At the corner of Wood Street and the Boulevard of the Allies, in the heart of the Point Park University campus, Lawrence Hall is a hub of student activity. It's also home to a unique photography exhibit. Essential Pittsburgh assistant producer Heather McLean spoke with the curator about how the vacation images of a local couple serve as artifacts of world history.
My name is Christopher Rawlinson. I'm associate professor of photojournalism and photography here at Point Park University. We're in the Lawrence Hall number one gallery space, and what we're looking at are some images called Silk Road. And they are the photographs of a married couple from Erie, Pennsylvania, named Virginia and Albin W. Kurtzey. They spent a lot of their money and time traveling around the world. They went on many different trips throughout their years. From what I understand, they started traveling in about 1948, and they went on their last trip, which is a lot of what we're going to see here, in 1972. I serve on the board of directors at the Braddock Carnegie Library, and a person that works with me there, the treasurer of the board, actually said, "Hey, I have these boxes of slides that I bought at an estate sale back in the 70s, and I want you to check them out and see what you can make of them." The interesting part is that when he gave me those slides, I didn't have anything to go on except the last name for the photographer. All I had was the Kurtzey last name. So I had a student who is an investigative journalist do some things. She went to Erie, researched at the library, looked at the obituaries in the newspaper, and discovered this couple. And then from there, we went and looked around to see if there were any living family members left. Tracked down one. Her name was Jean Carroll. She still lives in Erie. And she was elated to find out that the slides still existed. What made these interesting when I looked at them was that I realized that this is really no family vacation that these folks went on. And so what we're looking at is history, essentially. The things that are portrayed in the images simply just don't exist anymore. They were all photographed in Afghanistan, Nepal, India, and Pakistan during a time of relative peace in that region. And the area has always been in torment with itself and has always been had a conflict of sorts going on well back into the 1700s and 1800s. So at this moment, there was a relative peace there, and these folks had an opportunity to go there and photograph it. And I think looking at the images as we see them here and then comparing them to what we see now, it's a stark difference in terms of quality of life for them. I think it's changed. They haven't had the American or Soviet influence at this point. So really what we're looking at is like a post-British, pre-Soviet period of time in Afghanistan.
Wow, this one is so vibrant.
This is interesting.
Yeah, the blues are so blue.
This image that we're looking here with, it has it's a canyon, and in that canyon at the bottom of it, there's very reflective, stark blue pools of water, and the area is completely vacant. There's not a human being, or it doesn't even look like there's the influence of a human being in this photo. But what we're looking at is what's known as the Grand Canyon of Afghanistan. On the map, it looks to be north of Kabul. But this area, even now, even today, it takes about 12 hours by vehicle to get there. This is Afghanistan's only national park, and what they want to do is they want to increase tourism, of all things, to Afghanistan. They're trying to bring people back. I'm not sure if America's quite ready for the Afghan Grand Canyon, but their intention is to build an airport here so that they can make travel in and out a lot easier. And because this place is far removed from the cities, I can only guess that this area is probably safer than most other places. This one has one of the few images of children in it. It seems to be that what we're looking at is a woman who's cloaked. We can't see her face. And she's has her arms outstretched, reaching for the child. And they seem to be in the water. Basically, I would imagine that this is they're doing their laundry. From what I've heard of the stories about the trips, is that's one of the things that Albin Kurtzey liked to do. Is he liked to take photographs of everyday life to show people in Erie that what it is that they were doing. And he says, if you think you've got it bad, with your Maytag washing machine, check this one out. This is how they do laundry over here. That's what we see. We see the wash pan with clothes, and they're basically cleaning them on the rocks. This is the Khyber Gate. This is in Pakistan, and this is the area in which you leave the governed area of Pakistan and you head into the tribal area. This is the place where you would stop and pay your tolls to go up and over and through the Khyber Pass. And as you can see, it's a stone archway. It's circular towers, and at the top there are rotatable artillery pieces and anti-aircraft guns, and the flag of Pakistan is there. And in the front, there's a bust from the era of the 50s or 60s, and there's a soldier with a weapon standing there. This is a militarized checkpoint to use the road. So what we're looking at here are three images of the Buddhas of Bamiyan. We have a scene setter that shows the situation of that, where they're along the Silk Road, at the edge of the Himalayas, the edge of the mountains, and then there's a beautiful farm and organized agrarian landscape in the front. As we get closer to the Buddhas, there are two humans that stand in front of the Buddhas to give it a sense of scale. And the Buddhas dwarf the humans. They're several hundred feet tall. They were built in the 500 AD, and they are some of the largest statues on the planet. They met an unfortunate end in 2001 from the Taliban, where they were obliterated with rocket launchers, grenades, and dynamite in an attempt to rid Afghanistan of the influence of Buddhism. These are actually cultural icons that no longer exist. Final image, I figured out with certainty what's happening here. This is actually a gunsmithing shop. Along the Khyber Pass, for centuries, it's been their practice to get a model firearm from British or Russians or the Americans and basically recreate them and handcraft model weapons off of this. But the weapons are real, so this is a business for them. And they're known as Khyber Pass copies. It's understood that in that region, you're going to get ammunition that's going to have half the amount of gunpowder in it as you would one that you would buy commercially. And if you put a commercial bullet into one of these guns, likely it would end badly for you.
The Silk Road photography exhibit will be on display in Lawrence Hall, Gallery Number 1, until August 9th. To see some of the images online, visit our website at wesa.fm.